What's hot, what's not in the markets? We're with Tommy Grusafi from Advanced Trading, based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, with the sub-zero temperatures, what's that mean for the cash market?
When you get temperatures with real temps, minus 30, minus 40, these trucks don't start. The equipment's not meant to be run. It's not safe to be out there. So people needing grain, the end user, your ethanol plants, anyone who needs grain, they're going to, you know, they'll pay you a little extra to get it there just in time. And that's what this market's become, is just a just-in-time market to get grain, just-in-time to load the train, or just-in-time to crush it for ethanol.
How does that complement with what's going on with, say, South American weather or the Brazilian crop?
You always want a problem not in your backyard. So it's nice that this crop's not as big as we thought in Brazil, but trust me, there's still a big crop down there, and so it's just not quite as big as we thought. So you get the combination of a little friendly, or as I like to say, less bearish fundamentals coming out of South America. You have to trust me, folks listening to this podcast, that there is no shortage of grain in the world. So it's going to take a major event to get the world to get tight supplies.
Tommy, it looks like USDA's back in business. We're going to start seeing that data once again.
It's interesting, Don, because it put a whole sector of the industry out of business, right? So if you have these bean counter, number cruncher guys, and there's no numbers to crunch, all of a sudden they realize their value wasn't as great as one might think. It created quite a lot of insecurity if you were one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I'm into trading cash grain and futures and options. Our markets were open. Every elevator in North Dakota was open. The futures markets opened every day. That's all we do all day. So if you're looking for some analyst or some Sharpie with a pencil to come out with some razor-sharp numbers to help you make money on the USDA meetings, it wasn't there. So the USDA is going to open. The data is going to be all crunched together. It's going to be a mess. In the end, focus on your local cash market. That's the only place you get to sell grain.
Tommy Grusafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.